I think 99% of the heinous crimes that we're witnessing are just people who were either born with an inclination that way or were severely abused as children, or any combination of the two that makes them. I've interviewed over 15 incarcerated serial killers, George, and not one of them was possessed. What they all were was extreme sexual sadists. What motivated them, what drove them, was killing people. That was their sunset, their sunrise. That is air, that is food, that is sustenance. As hard as this might be to hear, it's the truth. It's the hardcore truth. Your listeners need to know that. Jeffrey Dahmer, John Wayne Gacy, Ted Bundy, Richard Ramirez, Jack the Ripper. They all came from the same mold. And that mold is basically, the long and the short of it, is sexual sadism. All of them had sex with their victims. All of them ejaculated. But again, George, to answer your question, in my opinion, it's just broken machines. It's human beings that have gone the wrong way. You mentioned before my latest book, The Iceman. This guy's name was Richard Kuklinski. HBO did 3 60-minute documentaries on him because what he was saying and what he was about was so unusual, was so different. He talked about murder. He murdered, George, over 200 people. But he talked about murder with a cold candidness that we've never quite heard before, and an evil sincerity, if you would, that we never heard before.
Did he get paid for this, fellow?
Obviously. Oh, well, you know, if I may, George, my point was, he was severely abused as a child, and that this is not to offer up an excuse for bad behavior, but with most of them, I've discovered via my sitting down and talking with them, via looking at the statistics, most of these guys on death row, most of these guys capable of severe brutality without any guilt, any remorse, no conscience, were severely abused in the formative years, in the building block years, three to nine, those times when we need nurturing and love and tactile touch, pleasant touch, they're being whipped and brutalized and sodomized. And they grow up very angry, George. And that anger, they turn on their fellow man. They look left and they look right. And they don't see neighbors. They see victims, potential victims. They become carnivores. They become jungle predators. And I think essentially, and it might sound like an oversimplification, but it really is this simple. They're almost made. It's beaten into them. In the case of Kuklinski, when he was just 5 years old, he saw his father beat to death his older brother, who was 7. The father was brutalized. His 2 sons, Richard and Florian, ultimately beat Florian to death. It was a poor family. It was in Jersey City. He was put in a cheap pine coffin, and Richard would stand by the coffin in the 2 days during the morning and beg for his brother to wake up, but he never woke up. He didn't understand what death was. He thought he was sleeping. This he's telling me as a 67-year-old man. And then ultimately the father let him alone for a while, but soon he went back to his old ways and beat the boy and whip the boy and hit the boy and knock him out. And basically he beat into Richard what he became. He beat sympathy. He beat empathy out of him.
Yes.
By the time he was 10 years old, he was filled with hatred.
And who beat it out of the father? Somebody else must have done that to him.
Well, exactly right, George. Of course, it is always about a cycle. And it's talking like we are now that ultimately can break the cycle, because there are ways to remedy it, and needless to say, we've changed a lot since Kuklinski was a child. He was born in 1935. This murder occurred in 1940. There was no real setup for child abuse back then. There is now. The school systems are much more aware of how to recognize severely abused children, how to get them out of homes. Unfortunately, it's the system still fails miserably, but it's gotten much better than it was back then.
Well, let me ask you this, Philip, with regards to serial killers.
Yes.
This is going to be a kind of a twofold question. Question one, of course, is if you have 10 serial killers, how many do you believe were abused as children?
10. Well, now, question.
Okay. All right. Now, the next question is if you had 10 abused children, how many will turn out to be serial killers?
That's a really, really good question. And there are factors that come into play that mitigate what they become, i.e., at some point they get love. At some point they got a therapy. At some point they manage to grab themselves by their bootstraps and go in another direction. And they should be proud of it. They should be glad and they should be honored for it. But that doesn't take away the fact that two children in the same household. Let's say Rich's brother didn't get killed and he grew up and he went on to become a successful businessman. Well, praise be to him. But the fact that Richard wasn't able to, for whatever reason or reasons, to get past what had done to him. Mm-hmm. In a sense, you can't blame him because it happened to him at an age when he couldn't file correctly what was being done to him. That's the tragedy of child abuse. The fact that it happens when the child cannot classify, cannot file it in such a way that they learn how to deal with it, and they ultimately become overwhelmed with it, and they end up becoming caught up in antisocial behavior, sociopaths, which metamorphosizes into psychopaths. And once they get to that level, they're a danger. Who are they a danger to? They're a danger to us. So to answer your question, it's mitigating circumstances that come into play that direct the severely abused child on a path away from destruction. It might be at some point they were taken over by their grandparents, or a child was taken out of the home of the abuser and the grandparents or a loving aunt, or the church might have been seceded in a good way. But the point is, they were taken off that merry-go-round. That's what I think the bottom line is.